For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Glory to God. So tonight we are looking at the topic, How Pride Undermines Faith. So we'll open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord, and we thank you for your precious word, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you speak to us tonight concerning this topic, Lord, and that you give us ears to hear, Lord, eyes to see, and hearts that are ready to receive your word. Lord, we give you all the praise and the honour and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So, what is the difference between pride and faith? So pride exalts itself and other things before God, and it's orientated to itself. So pride is haughty and conceited and high-minded, and it's the nature of the devil himself. And faith is the opposite, complete opposite to pride. It's humble, and faith refuses to put its way first and seeks God's way, and it's the nature of God. So what does the word say about pride? So let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. So Proverbs 6:16. Proverbs 6 verse 16 says, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, even seven are an abomination to him." So we'll have a look also at verse 17. "A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood." So we can see here verse 17, so we know verse 16, that the Lord hates these things. They're an abomination to him. And in verse 17, it says, "A proud look." So this clearly shows us how the Lord feels about pride. He hates it. Very clear. Pride is an ugly thing, and just like God, we should hate pride because it's the nature of the devil, and we know from the scripture that God resists it. He resists pride. So let's turn to Proverbs 16 verse 5. Proverbs 16 verse 5 says, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished." So again, we can see from the scripture that God hates pride, and we can see from here that it is an abomination to him, and punishment comes upon it. And we can see that it does not please God at all. Pride does not please God at all. We can see that clearly. So there is a punishment attached to it. Let's also look at Proverbs 21 verse 4. Proverbs 21 verse 4 says, "An high look and a proud heart and the ploughing of the wicked is sin." So this is very clear. We can see that pride is sin. The Bible is very clear about that. And the Lord, he cannot bless it. He cannot bless pride. As we've seen, he hates it and it's an abomination to him. So pride limits God from working in a person's life. So we can see that. And he can't increase a person operating in pride. So that's clear. And it undermines faith and how much a person is able to receive from God. So that's clear from the scripture. And the Bible shows us that pride is actually deceptive. So there's deception is a part of pride. And it's actually believing something about yourself that isn't true. So pride believes things about itself that is not true. And so basically it's believing a lie. Pride is believing a lie, because the scripture is true and it says that without God, you know, we can't do anything without him. So that is the truth. And pride, believing things about yourself that isn't true, is a lie. So on the other hand, humility and faith is the complete opposite to that. And walking in humility and faith is actually walking in truth and in reality. And as we grow in humility, God's able to use us more and more. So we open ourselves up to the blessing and he can add to us and give us grace, as the scripture says. So let's have a look at what pleases God and what connects us to the blessing. So let's have a look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, chapter 6. And we'll have a look and see what pleases God. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So we can see very clearly that faith pleases God. Glory to God. And it's impossible to please him without it. We can see that very clearly from the scripture. And we can see from the scripture that he rewards those that seek him and those who operate in faith. And we can see that is humility and submitting to him. So he's able to work in a person's life when they're operating in faith. So it allows the Lord to add to us and increase us. Glory to God. So in contrast, pride limits the blessing and what he can do in a person's life, but faith opens us up to the blessing. So God gives grace to those who operate in faith, but he resists the proud. So we can see that clearly from the scriptures. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. Matthew 15:28, and we'll have a look at a woman who came to Jesus in faith. 15:28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. So we can see from this woman came to Jesus in faith, and he was able to do a work in her life and heal her daughter. So faith gave him access to operate in that situation. So we can see that. Let's turn to Psalm 119, verse 21. We'll have a look what the scripture says. Psalm 119, verse 21 says, "Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments." So we can see that God rebukes the proud. He hates it. And we can also see from this scripture that pride doesn't keep the commandments of God. So, which do err from thy commandments. So, pride goes the opposite way. We can see that. And pride trusts in itself, not in God. So, really, we can see that pride is in opposition to faith. It is the complete opposite. And, you know, as we've seen, that the Lord can work in the life of someone who is operating in faith and humility towards God. But if they're proud, there's a blockage there. So let's turn now to James chapter 4, and we'll look at verses 6 and 7. So James 4, verses 6 and 7 says, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." So it's the Lord's desire to add to us and give us grace, but he's not able to do it for someone who is in pride. We can see that because he gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. And we can see in verse 7 it says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God." So he wants us to submit to him, and that is true humility, submitting to God, putting our trust in him. And when we do this, we can see in the rest of this scripture that once we do that, we can resist the devil, we can resist him, and he will flee. So he will flee from us, glory to God. Glory to the Lord. So we can see that pride undermines faith and it stops the flow of grace. We can clearly see that from the scripture. So what does faith trust in and what does pride trust in? So let's have a look at Mark 11:22. Mark 11:22 says, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God." So faith puts its trust in God and submits to him. It says, "Your way, Lord, not my way." So whereas pride is the opposite. Pride promotes itself. It's selfish and contentious. It likes to argue. Pride likes to argue. And it won't back down. Pride won't back down. But faith is the opposite and says, "Your way, Lord, not my way." So let's turn to Psalm 40, verse 4. Psalm 40, verse 4 says, "Blessed is the man, is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies." So we can see from this that the proud, so pride, believes lies. We can see that. But the humble, faith, believes the truth. And so the humble believes the word. And we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And faith trusts in God. And we can see from this scripture, has nothing to do with pride. It respecteth not the proud. We can see that. And we can see that trusting in the Lord opens us up to blessing. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. And glory to God, that's the position that we want to be in, isn't it? That is the position that we want to be in. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. So trusting in him, humbling ourselves in front of him and saying, "Lord, your way, not my way." That is a blessed position for us to be in. So pride believes lies and faith believes the truth. Glory to God. So let's turn now to Obadiah 1, verses 3 and 4. Obadiah 1, verses 3 to 4. So we'll have a look at these, starting at verse 3. It says, "The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, Who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord." So pride deceives a person's heart into thinking more highly of themselves than what they should. It causes them to believe lies about themselves, and we can see that actually it brings a person low. So in their mind, they might be thinking very highly of themselves, but in the truth of it is, well, that's not true at all. So it actually brings them low, and it pride, as we know, comes before a fall. So it makes a person dull to the truth. Pride makes a person dull to the truth. We can see that. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. So it's believing a lie. Let's look now at Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So faith brings us into a place of peace with God through Jesus. So we can see that from the scripture, that faith and humility actually gives us access to the truth and to grace. You can see that. And faith toward God allows him to work. It allows him to work in a person's life and can actually take that person and really use them and add to them and take them to another level. We can see that. So being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith. So that gives us access to the blessing, into his grace. So glory to God, we can see that. Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 29. So Nehemiah 9 verse 29. Nehemiah 9:29 says, and testifiest against them, that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law, yet they dealt proudly and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thy judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulder, and hardened their neck, and would not hear. So, as we've seen through the scriptures, that pride is an ugly thing, and God hates it. And we can see that pride trusts in itself, and pride is haughty, it's haughty and it's puffed up. And we can see from this scripture that pride actually causes people not to hear. We can see here it says, and would not hear. So, and hearing is absolutely necessary for faith, as we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So there's a blockage. It actually pride stops people from hearing. It stops the flow of faith. We can see that from the scripture. So that's a real warning. Glory to God. So let's have a look at Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 15. Jeremiah 13, verse 15. Jeremiah 13, verse 15 says, hear ye and give ear. So we can see that straight away, the Lord saying, hear ye and give ear, so listen. Be not proud. He says, be not proud. Because as we've seen, pride, it doesn't hear. So hear ye and give ear. So submit yourself. Be humble. Be not proud, for the Lord hath spoken. So we can see the connection we can see that connection of being of dull in hearing and pride. We can see that. So faith believes God, trusts in Him, and faith is not haughty or high-minded. We can see that a person in faith will submit to God and will hear His words and will act on them. So we can see that, hear ye and give ear, be not proud, because we know what pride will do. For the Lord hath spoken, so He wants us to be open and able to receive and to be able to hear His words, so then we can act on them. Glory to God. So we'll finish with Romans chapter 10. So we'll turn to Romans 10 verse 17. Romans 10 verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it is so important that we have a soft and humble heart toward the Lord. So having a humble heart will ensure that we hear God's words, and we're able to receive grace and receive the blessing in our lives. And we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it is so important that we are open to the Lord and able to hear His words, and for faith to come. Glory to God. So I thought we could say a confession together. If you repeat after me, I hate pride.
I hate pride.
And I love the truth.
And I love the truth.
We'll say it again. I hate pride.
I hate pride.
And I love the truth.
And I love the truth.
Glory to God. We'll close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for Your presence here with us tonight, Lord, and we thank You for Your word. Lord, it's so precious to us, Father. Help us to have a greater understanding, Lord, about the biblical truth of humility, Lord, so we can understand it, Lord, and purge any pride that might be in us, Lord. We thank You, Father. We want to walk pleasing in Your sight, Lord, and we thank You, and we love You, and we bless You, and we give You all the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.